Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
In times of disaster and emergency, people not only want people who are trained and know what to do to help them recover their material things, the property and things that they lose, but they also are seeking someone who can have compassion. And for us, it's an opportunity to point them to the one who can ultimately give them healing, to Jesus Christ. And so we're excited that we will be starting some majors dealing with disaster relief and emergency management. We've already started some training and had the opportunity to go out on several occasions. So this morning, we're gonna have a few students to tell you about their experiences. So first, Maya.
Hi, everybody. So last semester in the spring, I had the chance to go with a group of amazing students to Marion, South Carolina for the disaster relief. We had the chance and opportunity to help build a house and also to go and do a shelter at one of the headquarters. One thing I think I remember from the trip was that, well, the teamwork assignments that we did, the team building assignments. Also, on that night before we went out, a group of us sat down on a field and we had the chance to just do some praise and worship. And I think in that moment, I realized, yes, we're here to get our CSL hours because everybody knows that's kind of hard to get. But it became a moment to where I realized that we're not just here to get those hours, but also a chance and opportunity for us to serve and help the community. It was definitely an experience that I wasn't used to. I don't typically do manual labor, but it was definitely a great experience. It definitely taught me more about serving and helping and what God expects us to do as his people. And I think one scripture that I remember that I felt was most present was that when two or three are gathered, God is in the midst and his presence is there. So that was a really great experience. And I'm so excited to be a part of an amazing team of people willing to go out and not only do God's work, but help the community. Thank you.
And Brittany?
Hello. It's behind here, was able to go on the Puerto Rico trip last semester, and that was crazy because we had like a month to like get all of our money and everything in, and so it was like, if the Lord wanted you to go, you were gonna go. And as you can see behind, we built two houses. One of them the team was working on before we got there, and the other one, like, we came and we helped them build, and I think all of us did things that we didn't think that we could do or slash would do, like talking to someone in a language that you know like three words in, or like sitting on top of a roof, and as you can see here, like, some of the girls got on top of the roof and they had never been on top of a roof before, so I didn't, because if I fell, no. And we painted, we did all of this construction work, but you know, that like wasn't the only thing that we did. A lot of what impacted me the most and what I took away from that trip is the unity that we've had. And I was thinking about this before I knew, like, this is unity week or semester. But like the unity that we had between the believers that were in Puerto Rico and also like our team, like we had two teams that kind of came together and all of us were so completely different. We were different ages, different backgrounds, different parts of our life. But from the moment that all of us came together, there was just a unity that I can't really describe, but it was just, there wasn't a moment where I felt disunified. And one of the moments that I remember the most was when there was a day that three of us, Will and Joanna and I, we were not feeling off, but just kind of feeling this, it's hard to describe what it was. It was just a hard day. And it was still in the morning, so we hadn't done much that day, and we just came together and we said, we're just going to pray. And we prayed. And in that moment, it was just like I felt the presence of the Lord in a way that, like, his presence came to Puerto Rico, and his presence empowered us even in the weakest moments, and he empowered us. And so I felt that unity together, and like Maya said, where two or three are gathered, I am in the midst. And we quote that verse all of the time, but it's so true that when we're together, like, the Lord is, we're unified in the Lord. We are one in the Lord. We are one body. We are one people, and we belong to the Lord. And also just the unity that was there with the people. If you would ask someone how they felt, the people of Puerto Rico were just so thankful that we were there, because I was talking to one of them, and she says it just like feels like we were forgotten, like this big hurricane happened, and from the mountains, like 200 miles from, maybe not 200 miles, many miles from the ocean, like they were impacted the worst. And it was just like people came and they helped for a few months. And then after that, it was like there was no help. And then we came, and not only did we offer them help to rebuild a house, but we rebuilt a family in the process, or God did that. And we were bringing them so much more than just building a house, because these people were forgotten about. They were broken. They were very hurt, but we were able to come, and we were able to love them and show them, like, no matter what disaster comes to you, you know, Jesus is with you. Sorry, I guess I just started preaching. So come to Puerto Rico.
Last semester, I guess, I had the opportunity to go with an amazing group to New Bern, North Carolina for hurricane disaster relief. And one thing that the Lord really did in my heart when we went there, I didn't really know what to expect. And we got there, and it was just incredible, just the disaster that we saw and went to help with. And I kind of in my mind thought, I'm like, we're here for 2 days, we're a small group, how much are we going to be able to do? Like, it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to do very much. But the Lord showed me in that time that he can do a lot with a little. That picking up trash or raking up debris, what might not seem like putting a dent in very much at all that happened to an entire city because of a hurricane, didn't seem like much to me. But I know that just from the experiences that I encountered with specific people and praying with them, just the tears that they shed, the words that they spoke, that they were just so grateful that somebody would drive hours, which I was like, it was only three, it wasn't really that far. But they were just so grateful. And the Lord just kind of showed me that, you know, if you will be willing to give everything to me, no matter how small or big you think it is, and if, you know, kind of thought as of us as a university, if we would simply give ourselves to the Lord and say, you know, God, I don't know what you want to do. It doesn't really seem like I can do very much, or that we could do very much, because we're just little and we're small. But he might surprise us what he can do with a little boy's lunch. So if we would just simply surrender ourselves to him, we might be surprised at what he would do. So.
And Joshua.
All right. So what? Hey, Jonathan. So what I'm going to talk about is our new club that we got going on. All of these trips were fantastic opportunities to share the gospel with people, to reach out, and to really help rebuild communities. And CIU really wants to continue in that. So in partnership with the new degrees that we're going to be offering, there's this new club, the RAM Disaster Relief Club, which stands for Rapid Action Ministry. Yes. Ram 'em Rams. All right. So what we want to do is create this large list of names that we can pull from whenever a disaster happens, such as a hurricane in North Carolina, a trip possibility in Puerto Rico. We will have this list of names that we can pull from and say, hey, they need a team of 15 people to come down and help. Are you available this weekend? Can you come down and help us? We really want the entire student body and all the faculty as well, as many bodies as we can possibly have on the list. It's not, you know, a consistent time commitment, just to have your name down and to be able to potentially be called out into the field to go help do some of the work that these people have faithfully done. So after chapel, we've got sign-up lists down there, and if you want more information about any of this stuff, you can come see me or talk to Michelle. Yeah, we hope to see your names on the list.
Thank you, students. Thank you very much. So also as a part of what we're doing, we are collaborating with a number of groups, and one of them is the South Carolina State Guard. So we're very happy to have them here. Dr. Langston.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle, and good morning. It's a wonderful thing to be able to be here and talk to you this morning. I want to tell you a little bit about South Carolina State Guard and what we do within the boundaries of South Carolina. As you know, I teach here, and one of the things that I teach in practical theology and chaplaincy is a crisis response and trauma care course, and basically preparing chaplains to be able to go to the field and to minister in the many different contexts that they might find themselves. And one of those contexts is disaster response and disaster relief. Working with our state agencies and coordinating with them, we have a number of positions for chaplains in those disaster relief organizations. South Carolina State Guard is an organization that is part of the military department in South Carolina. We have the National Guard and the South Carolina State Guard. Well, as I move you through these slides, I want to tell you a little bit about who are the people that respond to become part of the State Guard and what is it that we do. This is just a real quick, short video, kind of give you a little bit of an overview of who we are and where we come from.
South Carolina is my home. The people who live here are my neighbors. I want to do my part to keep them safe. That's why I volunteer with the South Carolina State Guard. I work, I'm there for my family, and I serve 1 week in a month and when my community needs me. That's real service that fits my real life.
State Guard organization is made up of a brigade-sized group of men and women who volunteer their time to serve the state and the people of South Carolina in times of need. Over the last 5 years, South Carolina State Guard has responded to hurricanes and tornadoes and floods that have devastated different parts of our state. One of the things that I want you to know about the South Carolina State Guard, while we wear a uniform and we're part of the military department of South Carolina, we're all volunteers. And we have a structure based on a brigade. We have 3 battalions. 1 battalion, 2nd battalion's in the upstate, 1st battalion in the Midlands, and 3rd battalion's down on the coast. And when a disaster comes, these men and women respond within 4 hours. They have bags packed and they're ready to go. The National Guard takes 2 or 3 days for them to mobilize and to get to the scene, whereas the State Guard responds within 4 hours. It's important to know that these are men and women who love their state and love the people of this state in such a way that they're ready to go out there and to help them in their direst time of need. And so we go to where they are, and we start doing different things. So over the next few moments, I'd like to just share with you just a little bit about who we are. South Carolina State Guard's all about disaster relief and taking care of the people that are in need. One of the things you need to know is that in the response to these needs around the state, we have many different skill sets, and those skill sets look something like this. These are the mission essential task list that talks about some of the skills that we build in these men and women. So they come to us volunteering from all over the state, and we start to train them to respond to disaster relief needs. And in these, we're building these skill sets to FEMA requirements, to Homeland Security requirements, and of course to our disaster relief organizations here in South Carolina, to the requirements of our local state. So it's important to realize that these are all volunteers. So why would they want to do that? Because they love the people of this state and the makeup of our great state of South Carolina. So they come to us and we train them, and then we send them out to do a very significant job and task. And in doing that, FEMA takes each of those hours that are volunteered, and they reimburse the state dollar-wise for that time that has been donated to the state. Millions of dollars over the last 5 years have come back to the state budget. So when the governor looks at what South Carolina State Guard provides, he sees the lives that are touched and changed and helped along the way. And it makes a huge impact, not only in the lives of South Carolinians, but being able to bring something back to the state and put back into the budget is a benefit for the state. But we don't do it because of the money. We do it because we care about the people that we've been called to serve. As a chaplain, my job was always to be out there on the cutting edge with the men and women while they're doing their job. In the South Carolina State Guard, we also have chaplains. But here are some of the organizations that we work with. So it's an interagency type of organization. We're not just doing the job by ourselves, but we're working with the different county emergency management systems, the Department of Labor, with DHEC. We're working with DSS, the American Red Cross, the National Disaster Management System, FEMA, Homeland Security, American Red Cross. All of these organizations have major skill sets in terms of responding to disaster needs. So these men and women come and we train them, and then we put them out there on the cutting edge of doing their jobs. So we have an engineer detachment, which is probably one of the best engineer detachments in the United States today. These are individuals who are civil engineers, and they come to donate their time. And many times, these are the individuals that are doing our hydrography readings. They're looking at the storms and tracking the storms. And these are individuals that are out of the eastern part of South Carolina, and they're reading these signs. And these are the signs that go to the National Weather organizations, to FEMA, and to the state organizations that tell us what the hurricanes, what the tornadoes, what the floods are doing, and how we need to respond, when we need to respond, with what type of equipment. And so as they give us this information, we're able to respond. These are volunteers. They're fulfilling their active jobs on a daily basis, but when a disaster comes, they come to the State Guard and they donate their time. So, wrong way. Not only do we do that, but we have trained law enforcement officers. One of the things that General Lott has done, you might know him as Sheriff Lott, but General Lott is the commanding general of the South Carolina State Guard. So in his spare time, he's leading us forward and forging the way in terms of making sure that South Carolinians are cared for. But in that organization, we have trained law enforcement officers. We call it the Provost Marshal, or PMD, and they're trained, certified law enforcement officers, and they're used all throughout the organization. We also have a public affairs office, and you see some of them this morning. Caroline Watson is the commander of the public affairs office, and she's making sure that our public gets a message of who we are and what we do on a timely basis. If you're interested, you can go to our Facebook page and you can read all about us and see what we're doing, as that's updated almost daily. Not only that, but we have a professional development organization. You'll hear a little more about professional development in a few moments. We have a special treat for you, as Dr. Jones is going to come, and he has a few things he's going to say in just a little bit as we get ready to commission him into the South Carolina State Guard. And looks like he might be going to the business development, where he'll be helping raise money
and recruit and bring people into the State Guard. He has a great skill set there, and we're going to make sure that he works really hard. Okay. Not only do we also have a civil affairs organization, we have a cybersecurity organization, and one of the key things that we do is rapid response. So when we get the word, we immediately respond to the need wherever that's located around the state. This past October, when Hurricane Florence came in, immediately we knew that the east coast of South Carolina was going to be hit pretty heavily. And we started pre-positioning men and women and assets along the coast, especially in Marion County. And as we did that, we were responding to anticipated disaster relief needs. So as you look at this slide, the key thing I want you to see is that we have battalions located throughout the whole of the state, in the upstate, Midlands, and along the coast. And this is our worker bees, the individuals who are responding to disasters. But not only do we have individuals working in those battalions, but we have a specialized organization called Search and Rescue. Major Glenn Hamm, who's off to my left. Glenn, stand for a moment. Glenn is the commander. Glenn is the commander of our Search and Rescue. And it's important to kind of see some of the things that they do. And it, you know, it's really kind of exciting and high tech in terms of what they do, as they're doing water rescues, they're doing mountain climbing and mountain rescues in the upstate of South Carolina. They're out there not only doing water rescues, but they're also doing water recoveries. So when somebody goes in the water and for whatever reason they don't make it back, we have to go and get them. And his team is trained to do that. Not only that, but we have the North Carolina Task Force One. And these are individuals that are trained to be able to work out of helicopter assets. And they're trained very specifically. And all of these pictures that you're seeing take specialized training. And we get that training from FEMA, Homeland Security. It's about 250 hours a year to maintain the certifications for each one of these volunteers. So what do we have right now? Just over 100 that are involved in our search and rescue organization, and they are called out at the drop of a hat. Just before the hurricane hit, we had an airplane crash over in Marion County, and search and rescue was already pre-deployed in that county, and it was out in the middle of sort of the wilderness, if you will. There were no roads, and so our search and rescue team had to hike in to the crash site to be able to do the mission that they were called upon to do. And the reason that they were called upon is because they were there. You know, people don't really care what you bring to the mission or how long you're on the mission. What they care about is that you were there and you stood alongside of them and you provided care and comfort and service in their time of need. And so our members of the South Carolina State Guard are trained to do that because they care about the people that we're serving. It's a volunteer organization, and we need volunteers. One of the things that Michelle and I have talked about is the ability to be able to help the student body who are basically aligning with this particular major and being able to do some things that help meet some of the requirements. And so in this major, you're going to have an internship requirement. And one of the things that we'd like to offer is for the student body and those who would like to come and join the South Carolina State Guard and align with us, is that this would serve as your internship. But not only that, this gives you an opportunity to come and to serve. We will provide you with world-class training and give you certifications in disaster relief that come from FEMA, that come from Homeland Security, that come from some of the other disaster relief agencies that we work with. We'll train you. It won't cost you anything. What we want is you to come and to be part of us and to donate your time. In just a few moments, I have some representatives from the South Carolina State Guard that are down here with me, and they're going to be acting as recruiters this morning. So they'll be standing at the table. We have brochures and pamphlets. If you would like some more information, if you'd like to fill out a form, we'll have one of our recruiters get in contact with you. There's no obligation in terms of how long you have to stay. We would like you to stay with us as long as you can, especially after we train you. But it's going to give you some skill sets that you can take with you, and you can use them in other states and other places around the world, wherever you might be ministering. Not only will you find them down here, and you can talk to them after the presentation, but you'll find them in the cafeteria also as we move to the cafeteria for lunch in just a few moments. So without me speaking much further, I'm going to invite Dr. Jones and General Lott to come forward. And General Lott's going to give you a little bit of a background in terms of what we're getting ready to do. And then after that, don't forget to come down and introduce yourself to our State Guard members who are willing to get to know you and tell you how you too can be a part of an exciting organization that reaches out and touches the lives of men and women of our great state of South Carolina. General Lott.
Thank y'all. It's my pleasure to commission not only Dr. Jones, my good friend, Bill Jones, in the South Carolina State Guard. Bill approached me and said, I want to serve. I want to give my time to help the citizens of South Carolina. And he said, I think the South Carolina State Guard is where I want to do it. And we've had some lengthy discussions, but the discussions didn't just center around him, it centered around each one of you, that he wanted to be the role model for you, to let you know what he's doing so that you can look at it and also consider it too. See, my goal and my wish is that you would do two things. You'd walk over here and sign up for the RAM program, and then walk over here and sign up for the State Guard program. Because they do go hand in hand. They're both. It's about disaster and it's about helping people. Showing people love and helping them in a time of need. And every one of you sitting here today has got it in your heart to do that. You just need to have the opportunities. The RAM program and the State Guard gives you those opportunities. Don't be scared. You're not going to have to go march 15 miles. We're going to train you. We'll get you. We all joined at some point with no experience. That's our job, is to train you. But while you're training, you're also doing your ministry. Because you're out there and you're ministering to people in a time of need when they really need you. I can say a lot of things, but the four students that you had come up here, the three students that gave their testimony, that speaks volumes. What they described is what we do in the South Carolina State Guard. We're just giving you that opportunity now to join us and go out and serve the citizens of South Carolina when they're in that time of need. Hurricanes, floods, ice storms, we never think about those that need our help. And I didn't realize it until a few years ago when, as the sheriff of Richland County and a member of the State Guard, we really started responding. So the past 4 years, we've responded. And I've seen how we've been able to help people. You can do that too. Each one of you can do that. So my prayer today is that you take opportunity to do that. Now, Dr. Jones has many titles, past president, chancellor, my friend. But now he's going to get a new title. So I'm going to ask if, Debbie, if y'all will hold a Bible. Bill, if you'll place your hand on the Bible and raise your right hand. Repeat after me, please. I, William H. Jones.
I, William H. Jones.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the state of South Carolina.
And the state of South Carolina.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I will obey the orders of the President of the United States.
That I will obey the orders of the President of the United States.
And the Governor of the State of South Carolina.
And the Governor of the State of South Carolina.
That I make this obligation freely.
That I make this obligation freely.
Without mental reservations.
Without mental reservations.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
That I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties of the office.
Discharge the duties of the office.
Of major.
Of major.
In the South Carolina State Guard.
Of the South Carolina State Guard.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Major.
Thank you, sir. You can go sit down. Thank you. I'm going to say a few words. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
It is now my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Major William Jones of the South Carolina State Guard, who will be assigned to our business development group, but also to our search and rescue. Bill's going to wear two hats in the South Carolina State Guard. This is what he wants to do. This is where his abilities and his expertise is. So we're honored and proud to have you.
Thank you very much. How many were here in South Carolina when we had the 1,000-year flood? Raise your hands. You know what I did during the 1,000-year flood? I ate. I was stuck at home. When I'm bored, I eat. This is a picture of what was at the bottom of the hill at the intersection of Monticello and I-20. You students were supposed to have stayed on campus. Somebody thought that I would appreciate a picture. They blamed me for them getting off campus. But during this flood, where's Lori Howard? Lori, where are you? All right, look back over here, Lori Howard. Lori, you remember the 1,000-year flood. How old was your newborn at that point? 7 weeks. This next picture, is this not you and your baby? I'm at home eating, and somebody is out taking care of people. Now, I don't know if it were the South Carolina State Guard, but I've always wondered, who is it that's out there taking care of people when I'm at home, dry, warm, safe, and getting little overindulged. I had the privilege of going to the change of command for my dear friends. So the sheriff was promoted to the commander, and the sheriff and I have been in Bible study for 5 years together. And then, as you know, I call him Dr. Captain Reverend Langston, he was promoted to deputy commander. And at the change of command, I don't know why it hadn't before, that these are the folks who are out there taking care of the 7-week-old babies and the mothers and getting them to safety. And they said, would you like to be a part? And I went, I've never thought of that. And after thinking about it for a few minutes, I said, what would my rank be? And they said, we can promise you will at least be a private. And that was the sigh of relief that you heard when I was up here. Now, but I also thought, this is a tremendous opportunity for the students of CIU to be in the community, in our state, making a difference. Not sitting here on campus, warm, safe, playing games, eating. So, I thought it's a tremendous opportunity to promote to our new disaster relief program, which Dr. Michelle Raven's doing an outstanding job, Dr. Ed Smither. So, I wanted for us to promote this morning two things. The disaster relief program And Josh, they can be a part of the club whether they're part of the program or not. Is that correct? Absolutely. I want you to consider that. I want you to consider if you're between the ages of 18 and 72. By the way, I expect to be saluted every time I get up here. Let's begin right now. You ready? I like that. You get A's. The rest of you. But I want you to sign up here if you can't come to a luncheon we're having in the cafeteria, in the side cafeteria. Go through the line, grab your tray, come to the side cafeteria. We're going to have both available to answer questions. I would really be excited and honored if I could see our students out in the community, around the state, making a difference. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray and go to lunch. Go to the tables, then go to lunch. Father God, there's so many students here that are willing to go to the ends of the earth and suffer change of culture, learning new languages, not having the standard of living here to make a difference. Father, I pray that between now and then that you'll use us to make a difference right here at home, just like our president always talks about. We need to start right here. Father, thank you for these students. Lord, thank you for our new program, the Disaster Relief Program. Thank you for Michelle Raven's leadership. Thank you for Ed Smithers' vision. And Father, thank you for the South Carolina State Guard. Would you protect these men and women as they seek to protect the citizens of our state? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're dismissed. God bless.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.